You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And especially talking about anger, I think anger is one of the most powerful fueled energies an individual can have. Mm-hmm. And quite often I look at people who have it, and sometimes I get jealous because I know that's a fuel that I don't have anymore.
Pulled up, made my appearance. You can't sit with us without clearance. That lame sh- never let it near us. And your girl will choose my team cause you still living with your parents. Flexing on the gram with your paycheck. Stop showing off them bills you ain't paid yet. Couture 101, this ain't made yet. My gang never playing like we came off the same jet. I'ma need a section cause we trying to make.
We're back. Sup on Game presents Conversations with the Legends. LeVar Arrington here. I got my man Shorty. You know, I know how to call him Shorty because my middle name is Rashad. They call me Shoddy. So I figure Rashard gets Shorty Jennings. I got my man with me, running back, but more importantly, a great dude that can dance. You know, I don't know. Y'all might remember him. He won that Dancing with the Stars. He brought it home for us that played his game of football. So for the hard hats, he represented for us. You know what I mean? It's good to have you on the show, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you coming in.
Pleasure, brother.
Now, we were talking before we got to rolling. The cameras, and you was telling us about, you know, the things that you got going on. So let's start. Here's the book. Tell me about the book.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The book is titled The If in Life. It's a play on words.
Okay.
You spell out the word life. If
you
it's
can't
right
spell
there,
it without man. If, right.
Yeah, yep. So yep. I went through 15 chapters just slowly explaining the most pivotal states of my life where if mattered, right?
Give me a pivotal state.
If I would have taken the anger and aggression I had as a child towards my father and utilized that to take a different trajectory, mm-hmm. Instead of bottling that in, using it for a reason for success, mm-hmm. man, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be somewhere locked up 100%.
Dig.
And so, you know, these little moments, man, and especially talking about anger, I think anger is one of the most powerful fueled energies an individual can have. Mm-hmm. And quite often I look at people who have it, and sometimes I get jealous because I know that's a fuel that I don't have anymore. Mm. And that fuel, if it can be mentored
harnessed
in the right way, yeah, uh-huh. completely harnessed in the right way, boy, they can accomplish a lot.
That's deep. Okay, so you write the book about the ifs in life, but you're also creating a forum.
Yes.
Talk to me about the forum that you're creating.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one, man. I'm going to try to unpack it a little.
Okay, now take your time.
So the forum is called After I Do.
Okay.
And After I Do states for what men go through after they say I do.
Okay.
Marriage is an important institution mm-hmm. in society, and then especially if you have religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that conversation being had quite often
okay.
to none on the airwaves. Like if my little nephew is, they range from 9 to 22. I got 9 of them.
Okay.
And if my little nephew, because he's always talking trash, who's the best basketball player, who's the best football, and they can go to YouTube and find so many explanations to back up their sources and reasons, and you know, it's so much information on that.
I see where you're going. All right.
There is nowhere on the airwaves that a young man can go to actually provide them with men that are striving.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody, nobody's perfect, but striving to have a successful marriage and how they think and what they go through and explain.
Okay.
So I wanted to create this forum when I was 24, 25.
Okay.
I didn't because I wanted to make sure. Well, let me back up. I went to school for psychology and sociology. Okay. Got an honorary.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's
I
dope,
did.
Man.
Yeah,
and an honorary doctor's degree I got in humanities. The reason why is in the latter years of my life, I intend to be a premarital marital counselor.
Okay.
And I won't start that practicum until I've been married for some time because regardless if I could solicit solid, sound advice, the optics and nobody's gonna take me serious.
Okay.
So I respected it that much that when I was 25, I was single.
Okay.
And wanted to do this, but I'm now 37.
Okay.
And I'm engaged.
Okay.
And I plan to, we're gonna get married very soon.
Okay.
And so now that I've done that, I'm allowing myself to open this forum.
Okay.
So that way it's respected.
I could dig it.
And I'll be the youngest on the set. We'll have different guys rotating in that's been married for 30 plus years, guys that's been divorced, guys that's been all sorts of styles of relationship to it. To open up the form, what happens when the in-laws come in?
Mm-hmm.
Whose house do you go to for vacations or holidays? How do you raise kids? You know, do they eat meat or not? Like politics, do they play a factor? All of these things, man, is something that I think we need to have a better conversation about in culture.
Why did that become important to you? Where did that come from?
That came from when I was young. I used to sit down with my parents, man, and you know, I love my dad to death, but boy, I got some stories.
I could dig.
And I used to always try to sit down and bring them two together. I'm a bridge guy.
Okay.
I love people.
Okay.
I like to see how people relate to one another.
Uh-huh.
Not even on an intimate level, from brother to brother, from uncle to, you know, coworker, whatever it is. I think everybody can have a solid relationship.
Mm.
And so because of that, and I do a lot of philanthropic work.
Okay.
So in the NFL, you know, every Tuesday was a day off for most teams.
Yep.
And I would spend dedicated time, at least an hour or two, in communities going reading books, turkey drives, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the broken communities that I went to typically have broken marriages. The healthier communities I went to typically had healthy marriages. Now, I'm not saying that's a direct and singular correlation, but it's something to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know I would always do Band-Aid work, which is necessary when you get a cut. But I wanted to get to the deeper root when I got older.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. My last question to you is legacy. What's the one thing that when it's all said and done, you would like to be remembered for?
That's a deep one.
Mm-hmm.
One, I always say that if I'm known just as a running back, I'm a failure.
Mm.
For sure. 100%. I failed everybody. God has given me so many driven inklings and different styles of talents that if I'm not exploring those, I'm truly a failure. I would like to be remembered as a man that strived for greatness. Now, there's a quote I'll give you.
Okay.
It's not a quote I live by, but it's a quote written in such a way that if somebody were to shadow my life and have to take notes on how I'm succeeding, it may inspire them to write these words. And it's the master in art of living shows little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his love and his religion. He just simply pursues everything he does with excellence, leaving others to decide, is he working or is he playing? But to him, he's always doing both. And that's how I want to be remembered.
Profound, my G. And I like that. I subscribe to that. That kind of, man, forget short. That defines what I got. That's clean. That's clean right there. And you know what else is clean? My man, Rashard Jennings. Make sure you check out his forums. Tell me again, what is it again?
Yeah, After I Do, and you can go to RashadJennings.com to subscribe, so when the YouTube videos come out, you can be first to ping. And also make sure, you, if you want to email me any suggestions, if you want to be a part of the forum, AID for After I Do, AID at RashadJennings.com.
You heard it here. It's Rashard Jennings, football running back, maybe fifth, sixth on the list of his things of greatness, all right? Top, family, being a good man, being a good person, relationships. That's who he is, man. I appreciate having you on the show, my guy. Make sure you check him out. And make sure you check out Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend as well. All right, anywhere it is that you get your podcast from, you can check us out on YouTube as well. Yeah, this is another exciting and amazing conversation with a legend. Till next time. Shouts out to you.
They trying to do what we do. I know I'ma make it cause I need to. Feeling like Sean, I'm the Don. She the
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.